ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnge creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a real treat for you tonight from here at St. Henry. I'm Jack Bramer with Chuck McBee. It's our second installment of the Redskins versus the Redskins. We were here a few weeks ago. We covered the Fort Loramie boys against the St. Henry boys. Tonight, a rare Monday night game. It's the fifth game in 12 days for Carla Siegel's Fort Loramie Lady Redskins, and they take on the Redskins from St. Henry. Chuck, it's a St. Henry team which could very well give Fort Loramie a lot of trouble here tonight. It's a case of which St. Henry team shows up, the one that beat Versailles 57-56, or the one that scored 2 points in the first half of a game against New Knoxville and got trounced.
Well, I know what they have. They've got some senior leadership.
Right.
They've got a lot of size on the inside. Versailles gave Loramie a little bit of problem with their inside game, but Loramie is so darn good. All they did, they adjusted. They shot the ball well from the outside. They started putting the ball up from about 6 or 8 feet instead of trying to get down in right under the basket.
Right.
And they're going to have the same thing tonight because St. Henry, like I said, has a lot of size.
And not only do they have size, three of them, triplets, the Vaughn girls.
Yeah.
Boy, they are outstanding. Addie Vaughn, Marley Vaughn, Nora Vaughn, they're all 5'11 to 6'1, imposing forces on the interior for St. Henry. Fort Loramie got a little experience dealing with that kind of height on Saturday. In fact, Versailles is taller with two young ladies well over 6 feet.
Well, yeah, I mean, Winter's probably 6'2", and they had Stonebreaker listed at 6'2". She looks like she's about 6'5 out there. This is what they need to do. They're not always going to be able, you know, to do the real comfortable stuff in games, and that's what good teams do. They adjust.
Well, I mentioned the Vaughns on the inside for St. Henry. Alyssa Buescher, 22 for 44 on threes.
Wow.
She needs to make three or four tonight in order for St. Henry to stay in the game, because I guarantee you Fort Loramie will do a good job clogging the middle.
Yeah, and when you got all those seniors out there, they're not going to be intimidated playing Loramie tonight. They've been out here a lot against some pretty good basketball teams. What they need to have is a good start to the game and gain some confidence and realize, you know, if they can play with them or not.
Head coach for St. Henry in year number one is Kyle Menchofer. As I said, it's his first year. He's a veteran, though. He was the JV boys basketball coach at New Knoxville last year. He coordinates all the technology for St. Mary's Schools. He was the head women's basketball coach at the University of Northwestern Ohio for 4 years, from 2011 to 2015. He was the men's assistant at Northwestern for 5 seasons, and he's also been a varsity assistant in the past for the girls program at Salina, that for 3 years. So he brings a wealth of experience to this St. Henry girls basketball program. This is hardly his first rodeo. He knows what it's like for preparing against a number one ranked team like Fort Loramie.
Well, I mean, he's had lots of different levels of coaching, and that kind of makes you well-rounded. You don't want to start out as a head coach. You want to start out and learn, and that's what I'm sure he's done as he stepped up. And the St. Henry team, you know, they're going to be a tough out when it comes tournament time.
Oh, yeah. St. Henry, all the MAC schools stay in the Northwest District, Northwest region this year. The winner of that district does not slide down from Wapakoneta to the Southwest Regional. It stays in the Northwest region. By way of record, St. Henry 11-6, 3-3 in the MAC. Fort Loramie, with the win over Versailles on Saturday, 63-42. Is now 16-0 on the year, unbeaten in the Shelby County Athletic League. The St. Henry team has had some very impressive wins, also some disturbing losses. At Marion Local, St. Henry gave the Flyers all they wanted, fell in overtime, 67-63. A win by St. Henry right here over Versailles just a week and a half ago, 57-56. Hey, when you rack up 57 points against Versailles, you've got an offense. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie scored 63 against Versailles on Saturday. So St. Henry can generate points. But as I said at the outset of our presentation tonight, only 2 points, I think, in the whole first half in a loss to New Knoxville. Go figure.
Yeah, well, you can't.
The landscape in girls high school basketball in the area this year, Chuck, is strange.
It is, absolutely.
Especially in the MAC. A lot of parity, very even. Figure this out, for example. Fort Recovery beat New Knoxville. New Knoxville beat Versailles. Versailles beat Fort Recovery. Coldwater beat St. Henry. St. Henry beat New Bremen. New Bremen beat Coldwater. And here you go. New Knoxville beat Anna. Anna clobbered Marion Local at the Flyers gym, and Marion Local beat New Knoxville not once, but twice. None of that makes any sense.
No, we saw New Knoxville early in the season against Loramie, And, you know, I mean, it was a 30-point game, but they showed that they had some talent. And, yep. And they're what they always are. They're well coached.
Oh, yeah. Fort Loramie, balance supreme. When you stop and think about it, four young ladies averaging between 8.5 and 10.8 points a game. Marissa Meyering just under 11. Dana Rose at 10. Ava Scholes approaching 10 at 9.6. Kenzie Holscher approaching 9 at 8.6. And then you've got Kennedy Gebhardt, the defensive stopper, coming off the bench at about 7. Caitlin Gasson, who continues to improve game after game after game. She's at 5. And then you've got a young lady like Jaden Putoff, who came in against Miami East last Tuesday, and wow, in the span of a quarter, she might have earned, this is tongue-in-cheek now, but in the span of a quarter, she might have earned all Shelby County League honors.
Yeah, well, she had a terrific game, and Corinne Heitkamp against Versailles had a terrific game. So, I mean, yeah, if they get in foul trouble, if they get somebody that's not playing and not having their best game, they've got all kinds of places to turn. But I'll tell you where they never have a bad game, and that's defensively.
Oh, yeah. That's a staple for Fort Loramie girls basketball, and that will be a challenge for St. Henry's girls here tonight. Coach Menchofer has got to figure out a way to get the ball down the floor comfortably. He'll probably model his press beater against Fort Loramie tonight, much as Versailles did, maybe post a taller gal middle of the floor and disperse the ball from there.
Well, they put Winter in the middle and then allowed her to look over the defense. But they only turned the ball, and I say only, they only turned the ball over 18 times against Loramie. That's about half of what Loramie's forcing teams for the season to turn the ball over.
Oh, yeah, Loudonville at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country turned it over darn near 40 times.
Yep, and Miami East turned it over almost 40.
St. Henry scores points with Addie Vaughn at 14 a game. Alyssa Busher at 13 a game. The St. Henry girls will begin 5 seniors in this game tonight. And it's a tall club, 5'11", 5'7", 6 feet, 5'9", 5'11".
Right.
Unbelievable height.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, they don't have the 6'2 girl, but they've got real good team height and good length.
And the Redskins will try to beat them with depth and speed up and down the floor.
I would assume that we're going to see, if they don't start zone, we're going to see some zone out of them. Because a team that's that tall can really put some hurt on you, making you pass the ball over top.
I don't think Coach Menchofer's got any choice.
Yeah.
He must zone in this game tonight against Fort Loramie. Promises to be a real good one. If the St. Henry team that beat Versailles 57-56 at the Tigers gym shows up tonight, Fort Loramie could have its hands full. As I mentioned, Redskins are finishing a gauntlet of 5 games in 12 days here tonight, and they've come through it pretty well during this last stretch. Wins over Rushi, Houston, Loudonville, Miami East, and Versailles, beating Versailles 63-42. The Redskins' defensive yield, Chuck, went up from just under 20 to just over 20 after the win over Versailles on Saturday.
Well, and there's not a doubt, Versailles was the best team that they've played this year, at least in the games I've seen.
Right.
And they still, they were up 30 points at one point.
Yes.
And they subbed, Versailles didn't sub,
right,
and that got the final score down to the 21.
Earlier this week, I spoke with head coach Carla Siegel in preparation for this game tonight against the tall St. Henry club. She was pleased with the performance by the Redskins against the Tigers on Saturday, and she's happy that this gauntlet of 5 games in 12 days is coming to a close.
Yeah, the girls are doing great. They're responding well. It's nice to have the depth that we have. I know people are tired of hearing about that, but, you know, the girls are playing, you know, 15, 18 minutes a game, so we can bounce back quicker than if we were playing, you know, 25 minutes a game. So the girls are doing a great job. They're staying focused. They're supporting each other. And they're loving the game and having fun on the floor, and that's all I can ask for.
And going up against Versailles' size was good experience in advance of the game with St. Henry.
Absolutely. Versailles gave us a tough game, you know, and I thought the girls did a great job. job. The first quarter was back and forth, and eventually we started doing the things that we needed to do. I was proud of the girls for making adjustments on the floor in the first quarter, you know, and then we scored like seven, you know, points in the row to finish the quarter to take a seven-point lead. The second quarter was just phenomenal. I think we went on a huge run there and had a great halftime lead and did a good job at the beginning of the third quarter. So, yeah, that was a great test for us, and hopefully we can fix a couple things and get ready for tonight's game.
Points of emphasis the rest of the season.
We have to get better every day. We're not where we should be. I mean, sure. Are we playing well? Absolutely. We're playing well. I'm not taking that away from the girls, but there's things we need to do better. Our defense sometimes isn't as good as it should be, and I know people are probably laughing at that statement, but our rebounding needs to be better. Our boxing out physically, you know, we need to get a little chip on our shoulder. So there are things that we need to work on, and every day in practice, that's what we do.
And here eventually get a nice stretch of home games.
Yeah, I feel like we've been on the road a lot lately. So it'd be nice to play at home. You know, you love to play on your home court in front of your home crowd. So, but we're looking forward to tonight's challenge with St. Henry. It'll be a great matchup for us.
Fort Loramie closes with a home game against Jackson Center, a road game at Anna, and then at home against Bodkins, Marion Local, and Liberty Benton. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. As always, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. You just heard a moment ago from one of our new underwriting sponsors, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com. Additional new underwriting sponsors include Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. And we also welcome to ScoresBroadcast.com our Fort Loramie game sponsors on with us for Fort Loramie contests only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Starting lineup introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Kennedy Gebhardt starts at a guard for Fort Loramie, along with Caitlin Gaston. Frontline features Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, and Marissa Myring. Myring at under 11 a game. Dana at just about 10. Kenzie Holscher under 9. I'm sure we'll see the likes of Taylor Ratterman and Ava Schultes and Colleen Brandewee off the bench right away. Opening five for St. Henry. All seniors. It's a tall group. Cora Stammen, 5'8 senior. Addie Vaughn, 6 foot senior. Marley Vaughn, a 5'10 senior. Alyssa Busher, a 5'9 senior. And Nora Vaughn, a 5'11 senior. Yep, They are triplets, the three Vaughns.
Yeah, boy. I'm glad they have different numbers.
Yes. And I'm glad, Chuck, they're all at least a half to three quarters of an inch difference in height.
Yeah.
As if we can tell. And hopefully the throat is on the mend. I think I sound a little bit better than I did on Saturday. Hopefully I don't wear myself out tonight for tomorrow night. So if I'm a little low key, that's why. We've got a boys game tomorrow night at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center Tigers, Fort Loramie Redskins. Opening tip to start the game, won by St. Henry, but then it's fumbled away to Gaston for Fort Loramie. Thrown quickly up the floor into the corner to Dana Rose, on top to Caitlin Gaston. Redskins in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. St. Henry the home white, red numerals, red piping down the side of the shorts. Chuck, as we expected, is it a zone defense or is it a man?
2-3.
Yep, it's a 2-3 zone. Dana Rose gets the skip pass. Ball fired into the lane to Holscher. Back to Dana on the arc. Three-pointer swish. Good start for Fort Loramie. Eventually, the zone flexed, and Dana Rose was on the soft side of the 2-3, and she let fly a triple and pumped it home. And here's St. Henry having difficulty at midcourt. Ball rolling on the floor. Fort Loramie nearly steals. St. Henry gets it back. 30 feet away, it's Nora Vaughn. She's doubled. She's being harassed. Maybe a five-second count. Time out, St. Henry, after about, what, 6 seconds?
It was close. It was close.
We're back in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Up, St. Henry dodged a bullet. No five-second call. Head coach Kyle Menchofer got the timeout. Redskins of St. Henry move the ball right baseline. Here's a fall-away 10-footer by Busher. It's hard. Long rebound on the arc to Cora Stammen. Redskins still control. We've played a minute 15. Fort Loramie leads 3-0. Fort Loramie in a tight switching man-to-man. Outside the arc, left wing, three-point shooter, guns it. Alyssa Busher missed it, no good. Another St. Henry offensive rebound, and Addie Vaughn knocks down a 10-footer baseline left. 3-2, Fort Loramie up one. Here's Myring dribbling into the lane through traffic for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown cross-court, intercepted. The long arms of Addie Vaughn reach up and snatch it. Four-court left, Nora Vaughn. 3-2 Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes. On top straight away, St. Henry with the ball. It goes to Addie Vaughn in the left corner to a teammate who steps into a 17-footer. Short. It grazed the rim. Rebound down to Holscher for Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Dana Rose. Dana ahead of the key. 5:50 left, opening quarter. Left wing, Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt circles through the head of the key. Goes to Gaston, back to Kennedy. There's a high lob down inside for Holscher. Tipped out of bounds by St. Henry. That was a pass, Chuck, that really didn't have a chance.
Not really. I mean, that's something they like to throw, but they're throwing over top of some real length.
Here is Gaston, the playmaker below the rim, into the lane to Holscher, who's on the floor. But that's Ava Scholtis who's checked in. Kenzie out momentarily. Here's Gaston, top of the circle. Right side to Gebhardt. 5:24 to go, first quarter. 3-2 Fort Loramie. High low. Myring's got it. Elbow on the right. Bounce pass Scholtis. A gimme. Well done to Fort Loramie. Gets the zone. They got the ball into the teeth of it. Made St. Henry collapse. Then found the open player. And now Fort Loramie's pressure defense puts duress on St. Henry, which double dribbles at the timeline. 5:11 to go, first quarter. 5-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Gaston headed the key to Scholtis. To Gebhardt into the post. Rose squares up from 10. Thought about shooting, didn't. Gave it to Gaston 25 feet away. Right back into the lane to Myring. Outside the arc on the left to Gebhardt. He chucks up a three off the flange. Rebound down to St. Henry. It's Nora Vaughn. Vaughn romps into the forecourt. We played 3 minutes and 20 seconds. It's 5-2 Fort Loramie. There's a pass rifled baseline right. It's too hot to handle for Nora Vaughn. Out of bounds, Fort Loramie. Kenzie Holscher in. Dana Rose out. Taylor Ratterman in. Kennedy Gebhardt out for Fort Loramie. Taylor's been a hot shot all year from behind the arcs, cooled off a little bit here lately. At one point was nearly 50% through more than a dozen games from three-point land. 4:20 left in the first quarter. Here's the ball lobbed by Schultes into the lane for Holscher. Too high, and she couldn't hang on. Ball comes down to St. Henry. Oh, a steal! What a play by Gaston at midcourt. She scoots down the floor all the way to the rack. Layup is good. 7-2 Redskins. Gaston on a pickpocket. St. Henry up over the timeline. And the home team in the white jersey stops the dribble. There's a ticky-tacky over-guarding foul on Fort Loramie.
Wow.
That just looked like moderately tight defense. Tell you what, St. Henry has got to do a better job, Chuck, throwing the ball to the middle of the floor.
Yeah, they're stopping on just on that side of midcourt on the sideline. That gives you two extra defenders because you can't go back, you can't go sideways.
Exactly. Here's St. Henry inbounding. It's Nora Vaughn lobbing to a cutter who springs toward the rim. It is deflected out by Fort Loramie. St. Henry went for the home run and the inbounds pass from near midcourt. They'll play it in below the rim now. Marley Vaughn will trigger. 7-2 Fort Loramie. 3:50 left, opening quarter. Ball lobbed on the arc to Nora Vaughn, who looks to the post to Alyssa Buescher. St. Henry dribbles 25 feet away. Fort Loramie is on St. Henry tightly. Cross-court skip pass, shot partially blocked. Nora Vaughn let it go. A Redskin touched it. Rebound Fort Loramie. A third pass into the half court, deflected, taken away by St. Henry. 7-2 Fort Loramie. 3:20 left, first quarter. 30 feet away, Alyssa Buescher. Outside the arc on the left to Nora Vaughn. Hounded on the play by a defender, Corinne Heitkamp, who's in for Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline seven-footer by Cora Stahlman. Backboard, rim, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Corinne Heitkamp in the right corner. Into Dana Rose. She fights her way down the lane. Scores. And a foul. Tough shot with bodies all over her.
On a team that is as balanced as Loramie is, Dana Rose is turning into the superstar of this basketball team offensively.
Yeah, I'd agree, Chuck. She is the take charge lady when Fort Loramie needs to grind it out and get 2 points. Dana serves that role really well. She tries to complete the three-point play and misses the free throw a bit heavy. Rebound St. Henry, which is down 9-2. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Right wing, it's Miranda Seifring who's checked in, a 5'11 junior. And here's Fort Loramie doubling, tripling. St. Henry gets the ball out of a foxhole in the right corner. Offensive foul, St. Henry. Wow, did Schultes take it like a stalwart.
Took it straight on, just like you got to, how you teach it. Well, you can teach it. Some kids take the charge, some don't.
Ava stood strong about two steps in front of the rim, and she was smacked down. The official all over it, charging St. Henry. 9-2 Fort Loramie. 2:20 left, first period. Taylor Ratterman's not guarded. Long three-pointer. Bingo! Taylor Ratterman pops it home. 12-2 Fort Loramie. St. Henry quickly, four-court left. Here is Stahlman flipping cross-court to Addie Vaughn. Spin move, baseline. Flips it across the lane to a teammate. Shot deflected. And then Fort Loramie Schultes takes it away. A near steal in backcourt and a foul against Addie Vaughn.
You can see a little frustration already in the St. Henry girls.
Yep. As we've said all year long, Chuck, you can talk about playing against this defense all you want. But actually playing against it is a whole different ballgame.
Totally different game.
Here's Gassett, has looked good so far here tonight. Dribbling forecourt right for Fort Loramie, which leads 12-2. Minute 46 to go here in the first quarter. Jaden Putoff has checked in now for Fort Loramie. Putoff, a 5'10 junior, passes to the post. St. Henry swipes it, and now St. Henry muffs it at midcourt. They nearly go over and back. Fort Loramie might have pushed.
Yeah, they got it on Gephardt, and she bumped her. Might not have called that, except it was getting ready to make them have a turnover, so they had no choice.
Yeah. Minute 33 to go, first quarter, 12-2, Fort Loramie. Here's Addie Vaughn, stymied at the timeline. Gives it up down the right side to Nora Vaughn, to Addie. On a weave to Busher. Left baseline, St. Henry tries a drive, and then it's thrown out to the top of the circle, and it goes astray, out of bounds. Minute 17 to go, first quarter, 12-2, Fort Loramie. Midcourt, Gasson. Outside the arc on the left to Kennedy Gebhardt. Still a zone, Chuck, by St. Henry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think they can possibly come out and man.
Here's Meyering into the lane to put off. Oh, a great wraparound pass to Rose for the layup.
Wow.
Talk about eyes in the back of your head. Excellent feed by Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie, which leads 14-2. St. Henry forecourt left. Busher on the arc. Goes to Stammen. Now to Addie Vaughn, who sprints down the lane. Shovel shot short. St. Henry scoops it off the floor. Open player from 15. No good. Loose ball rebound, Nora Vaughn. St. Henry still got it. 30 seconds to go, first period. Deep in the right corner, Marley Vaughn. Top of the circle, Busher. Fort Loramie up 12. High right, Marley Vaughn. Defense, Meyering. Marley goes baseline, almost walked. Fed it to a teammate. It is put up there by Ashley Ontrop. Six-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. 7 seconds to play. Deep left corner, Gasson enters the lane. A runner, good, with a second to go. First quarter score, Fort Loramie 16, St. Henry 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Oh, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And they include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, along with M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Give Mike Holdhouse and all of his superb techs a call. Go to TomJerry's.com. More about Tom and Jerry's in just a moment. A new underwriting sponsor in Fort Loramie is Pinnacle Sports Therapy. We salute Jim Spitzer, owner and physical therapist. Here is the second quarter underway. Fort Loramie inbounds. Marissa Meyering makes a hard drive to the rim, overshoots it in traffic. Redskins garner the offensive board. 16-2 Fort Loramie. We start play quarter number two. Kennedy Gebhardt outside the arc. Skips it cross court to Gasson. Into the post, Holscher. Three-pointer, Gebhardt. Bullseye.
Woo. Boy, they are going inside out on that zone and making threes. And if you're doing that, the zone's in trouble.
19-2 Fort Loramie. Here's St. Henry down the floor to midcourt. Deflected pass. Gebhardt, a run out to Meyering. Layup is in. St. Henry needs a timeout. 21-2 Fort Loramie. Under a minute gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Yep, St. Henry, Chuck, has got to find an answer.
I don't think there is one.
Nope, they've got to get the ball down the floor first, then get it in scoring position. And St. Henry's not been able to do either so far, trailing 21-2. We've played a minute here in the second quarter. St. Henry's got the ball at the foul line, scoring up as Busher. Alyssa gives it behind her to teammate Ashley Ontrop. Ontrop on the floor, 6-foot sophomore. Dribbling through the head of the key, goes Addie Vaughn. Baseline right to a teammate. Here's a long, high-arching shot by Nora Vaughn. Strong, weak side rebound, St. Henry. Fort Loramie reaches in, stabs it away. Loose ball on the deck. St. Henry manages to scrape it off the floor. Ball goes baseline right to Nora Vaughn. Hand off to a teammate who slips into the lane. A runner, no good by Addie Vaughn, but a foul on Fort Loramie. Some of these St. Henry misses, Chuck, have been so bad they've been getting pretty easy offensive rebounds.
Well, that's the key. They're not getting themselves set because they don't have a chance to get themselves set.
Fort Loramie's got them under duress. Free throw, good. Fine stroke on the foul shot by Addie Vaughn. 21-3. Fort Loramie leads. Wholesale changes by the visiting team. Second shot is also in by Addie Vaughn.
She has all four.
And here comes Corinne Heitkamp down the floor for Fort Loramie. Entering the lane is Ratterman, then gets it out of there in a hurry to Ava Scholes. Now between the circles, it goes on the play to Colleen Brandewee, who's in. We got Brandewee and Heitkamp out front along with Ratterman. On the inside, it's Holscher and Schultes. Far left flank, Taylor Ratterman. Colleen Brandewee, sophomore, holds in the lane. Holscher, left wing, Ratterman, left open, three-pointer. She scores it.
Again, inside out, they throw the ball to Holscher. Everybody collapses on her. They leave her out there by herself.
Yeah, these three-pointers for these Fort Loramie girls, Chuck, are like foul shots. Here's a steal, midcourt, Fort Loramie. Run out the other way. Layup, Schultes, good. 26-4, Fort Loramie. 5:27 to go here in quarter number two. Midcourt with the ball, Addie Vaughn. Up the left side, Alyssa Busher. Across the top of the circle, Nora Vaughn. Left wing, Ashley Ontrop, over guarding against Fort Loramie. 5:15 to go, second quarter. 26-4, Fort Loramie in the lead. I don't dare say Redskins. Nobody would know who we're talking
about.
Doesn't
narrow it down enough.
Marley Vaughn inbounding side court for St. Henry. Looks for a teammate. Whips it. Top of the circle, Addie Vaughn. Deep left corner jump shot. Three-pointer, Marley Vaughn. Overshoots it. Rebound touch by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds to St. Henry. With 5:08 to go in the second period. Baseline right. It is good inbounds pass by the playmaker. Nora Vaughn into the lane to Addie. Seven-footer bounced off the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. Gebhardt down the floor to Rose in the lane. Twisting, turning. Shot blocked. Got it back, though. On the arc to Brandewee. Right corner Heitkamp. Shoots it strong. Rebound loose. And a white shirt comes away with it. 26-4, Fort Loramie. 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. Addie Vaughn, left side, Cora Stammen. Deep left corner, Ashley Ontrop for St. Henry. 26-4, Fort Loramie. Baseline drive, Addie Vaughn around the defender, banks it up and good. Nice play, Addie Vaughn. And she is a good scorer on this team, has been all year. Here's Fort Loramie quickly down the floor, into the post. It is rimmed. Shot wouldn't go for the Redskins. Schultes, that was down in, came out. And then St. Henry returned the favor and threw it out of bounds.
It's a good thing Addie decided to come tonight. She's got all six.
6 points for Addie Vaughn. Leading scorer on the year. Averaging better than 14 a game for St. Henry, six-footer. Fort Loramie attacks, top of the circle. It goes on the play to Brandewee. Brandewee on the bounce. Gives it up to Ratterman. Behind the arc to Schultes. Redskins substituting heavily now. Ball thrown baseline left to Ratterman. Into the post to Rose. She navigates the middle, banks up a six-footer. It rolls in, and a foul is called. Count it, plus one. But Fort Loramie going deep into its bench. We have seen Jaden Putoff on the floor, Colleen Brandewee on the floor, Corinne Heitkamp on the floor. Of course, Taylor Ratterman off the bench as well. Ava Schultes didn't start. She's been in.
Yeah, they play 10 girls, just pretty much interchangeable.
Three-point play completed by Rose, and Fort Loramie's up 29-6. 3.5 to go here in the second quarter. Here's St. Henry in backcourt. Poked away by Schultes, and it goes out of bounds. St. Henry will throw in side court. Marley Vaughn is set. She looks for help. Cora Stammen on the floor. Ball thrown to Stammen. Top of the circle, Nora Vaughn. Checked on the play by Schultes. Deep in the right quarter, Stammen. Tries to give it right back to Vaughn. Picked off by Rose. Two-on-two break. The trailer's Dana. Down the lane. Up and in. 31-6. Fort Loramie. That's how you run a break, Chuck.
Wow. I'll tell you what. She did a nice job of not charging that time. Got herself under control.
Here's Busher in the right corner for St. Henry. Gives it up out high to Nora Vaughn. Back to Busher 30 feet away. 2:48 to go. Second quarter. 31-6. Fort Loramie. High left. It's Marley Vaughn. Marley dribble drive. Top of the circle. Outside the arc to Busher. Alyssa tries to drive. She's crowded. Foul, Fort Loramie.
They got a pretty good block.
And Fort Loramie's picked up a few fouls in this game. That's about the only thing, Chuck, the visitors have done wrong.
Well, and I'm not. That's how they play. They're going to foul.
Right. Busher fouled in the act of shooting. Missed it. A little heavy on the shot. Three new players in for Fort Loramie.
Macy Imwally, one of them, so that means 11 girls have played now.
Yep, here we go. Macy, one of the four seniors, along with Marissa Myring, Taylor Ratterman, Kennedy Gebhardt. Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt after one of two free throws by St. Henry. Ball dropped on the play by Holscher, didn't turn it over, then passed it right to Busher of St. Henry. She storms down the floor, hits the trailer, Marley Vaughn. Now the three-point shooter lets it fly. It is off the back rim by Nora Vaughn. Rebound, Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go, first half. Outside the arc, left flank. Macy Imwally, not guarded. She lets it go. No, it's Marissa Myring.
For a two.
And she pours it through. I tell you, Marissa, up to 17 or 18 feet.
That looked nice. That was a good stroke.
If she's not guarded, she'll pour it through. Might not have three-point range, but she can chuck it home from the long two-point mark. Minute 40 left, first half. 33-7, Fort Loramie leads. Here's Marley Vaughn, cross-court to Nora, to Busher. High right to Cora Stammen, or Fort Laramie's defense has been stingy. St. Henry trying to attack the paint with the taller players. Cannot do it. Korostam ahead of the key. Shot fake now by Noravon. Ball thrown to the post. Deflected out by Holscher. Whew. Airtight defense.
They're having trouble getting a look.
71 seconds to go here in the first half. 33-7 Fort Laramie. Inbounding baseline right. It's Marley Vaughn. And she hits a teammate, Buescher, who gets a shove right in the back. Common foul, Fort Laramie, number 6.
I think that was on Gasson. That was her second, so she's going to sit for a minute.
And entering the game for Fort Laramie is Corinne Heitkamp. On the floor for Gasson. Playmaker, baseline right, on trap, throws it for Buescher for St. Henry, off her fingertips, picked off of the play by Emwally. Down the floor to a teammate. Here's a long three try, pumped up there by Heitkamp. Corinne missed it short, rebound pinballed around. Myron got it, baseline, the ball touched the stripe now. 55.7 to go. First half, 33-7, Fort Laramie. New underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Here's Fort Laramie double teaming near the timeline. St. Henry is in a heap of trouble. The official steps in, calls it a jump. Arrow favors Fort Laramie.
It was a jump.
Yep, St. Henry.
St. Henry fans didn't think so, but
they wanted a foul call, but the one Fort Laramie defender got the long arm in and a hand. A mitt right on the ball. Long three, Fort Laramie. Heitkamp misses to the right, hangs on the rim, and it's touched out of bounds by Fort Laramie. We've got Jaden Putoff, Corinne Heitkamp, Macy Imwally, Marissa Meyering, and Kenzie Holscher on the floor for Fort Laramie. 23 seconds to go, second quarter. 33-7 Fort Laramie. Dribbling through the top of the circle goes Marley Vaughn. Her pass down low is picked off. Intercepted by Meyering. 8 seconds to go. Up the court to Heitkamp. On the arc to Putoff. Right corner Imwally. Baseline stops. Throws a pass deflected. Late shot by Fort Laramie. And the half finishes. 33-7. Execution there by Fort Laramie on the last second shot. Not good enough. That's about the only flaw for Fort Laramie in the first two quarters.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to go back and say, boy, did you mess that up.
Fort Laramie up 26 here at the half at St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Laramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Well, Chuck, we're going to keep the talking to a minimum here at the halftime break. I will alert the listeners that we've got a boys' game tomorrow night at Jackson Center at Fort Laramie. It's a big one. Jackson Center, one loss in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Laramie with 2. Jackson Center knocked off Fort Laramie first time around at the Tigers' gym. Here at the half tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, 33-7. The Fort Laramie Redskins all over the St. Henry Redskins. Chuck,
wow.
hard to find fault, not a blemish, by Fort Loramie in the first two quarters.
No, they play outstanding defense. They frustrate the heck out of teams. Teams are not used to trying to run their offense from 30, 35 feet away.
Right.
And even when they finally were getting shots, they weren't good shots. I mean, they weren't square. They weren't shooting the shots they normally shoot. And this is a pretty good basketball team here at St. Henry.
Yep.
But they turned them over 12 times in the first quarter, in the first half. Loramie turned it 5 times. 4 of 8 rebounding. St. Henry had 4 offensive rebounds, 8 total.
Right.
2 offensive rebounds for Fort Loramie, 13 total. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for the Fort Loramie Redskins. 3 of 4 from the St. Henry Redskins. They had 2 people score. Addie Vaughn scored 6, and Alyssa Busher had 1. They scored 2 and 5, 7 for the first half. On the other side, Dana Rose, terrific first half. She had 12. They got 6 from Taylor Ratterman on 2 threes. They got 4 each from Schultes and Gasson and Meiring. And then they got another 3 from Kennedy Gephardt. They scored 16 and 17, and they lead it 33-7 at the half.
Hey, Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like I'm able to read, and you're able to read, Dana Rose's mind when she gets the ball. She's saying to herself, if she's below the foul line, she's saying to herself, where's the basket? It's going in.
She's thinking, you can tell that she's becoming more and more a scorer.
Yes.
She had a couple of times that she touched the ball in this game where I thought she should have shot it and she found somebody else.
Right.
But that's how they play.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's hard to talk about a kid and say she made a mistake by not taking the shot when she threw one more pass for a layup.
Redskins, so unselfish, very selfless basketball team. But to make the point, Dana Rose becoming more assertive at the offensive end in terms of finding the hoop and scoring the ball.
Well, and a team that's going to go really deep in the tournament, then I'll be shocked if we're not over in Columbus.
Yep.
You've got to have somebody that you want to get the ball to if you're in a tight game, because they haven't had any yet.
No.
And they're going to have one sooner or later.
Yes. 33-7 Fort Loramie over St. Henry at the half. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
33-7, Fort Loramie over St. Henry here at the half. In just a moment, we'll hear from halftime sponsor LaCal Equipment, a founding underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Do want to tell you about Pinnacle Sports Therapy.
a new underwriting sponsor, physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Pinnacle Sports Therapy is new in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Now, Jim is a fully qualified, licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, Jim has operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Jim Spitzer, S-P-I-T-Z-E-R, at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Hoing and Hoing Builders, located in Anna, new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Having served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings, and with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet, too. For information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing. A minute to go before the start of our third quarter, 33-7 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, here we go. We start quarter number three, St. Henry possession. St. Henry girls, home white, red numbers, red St. Henry across the front. Red stripes down the sides of the shorts. They wear the white tennies with the red trim. Fort Loramie, the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Got that white fort outlined in red above the numerals, and the white Loramie below the numerals, also trimmed in red. Red and white piping down the sides of the black shorts. Fort Loramie with the white tennies, the black shoestrings. I'm describing all of this because the ball has been the ball's been kicked twice on the inbounds by Fort Loramie. We still have not started the third quarter yet.
Well, I think Kenzie Holzer is showing that she's not only a tremendous basketball and volleyball player, she could have played soccer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Here's the ball inbound of a St. Henry. St. Henry Redskins at the hoop right in front of us. Outside the arc, high right, Addie Vaughn skips it across the top of the circle to Cora Stammen. 7 points for St. Henry, and Addie Vaughn's got all seven?
Six.
Six of the seven.
Busher hit a free throw.
Right. Here's Cora Stammen, left wing for St. Henry, bottled up, nearly a five-second call. Bad pass stolen by Kennedy Gebhardt. She romps down the floor at the rim, lays it up. It bounces three times, goes off. Addie Vaughn's got the board for St. Henry. Gives it up forecourt left to Marley Vaughn. Little give and go to Addie in the paint. Broken up, stolen.
Here's a lead out. It goes to Gebhardt, to Meiring. Meiring missed the gimme. Yeah, Fort Loramie's had a couple of chippies to start the third quarter. Neither one went down. We got a foul on Fort Loramie on the rebound, holding St. Henry possession. Now, Fort Loramie played about as perfect the first two quarters as you could play. Well done. Little chink or two in the armor to start the third. A couple of very short shots missed. But that will happen. St. Henry was applying defense behind the two shooters for Fort Loramie. Here's an off-balance Jay in the lane by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn missed it. Off to the right. Rebound by Kenzie Holscher. Down the floor to Dana Rose for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc to Radiman. Right wing, Caitlin Gaston. Into the post to Meiring. Squares up. Puts it on the deck. Right back to Caitlin for a three. Bounces no good. Oh, what a rebound by Holscher. Short. Volleyballed. Right back to Kenzie. She keeps it alive to Rose. Now to Gaston. 90 seconds played. Third quarter. No one scored. Radiman. Rose. Holscher straight on against the zone. Looks for Meiring down low. Now Radiman 25 feet away, on top to Gaston. Manning the point, Cora Stammen for St. Henry. We near the six-minute mark, third quarter. 33-7 Fort Loramie. Oh, the Redskins of Fort Loramie overload to the left. It goes to Meiring. Her baseline jumper short. Rebound down to St. Henry. Here's Cora Stammen. Across the top of the circle to Nora Vaughn. Near side pass, Addy. High left to Marley Vaughn. The triplets continue to whip the ball around. Ball thrown, low post left to Buescher. Leaner from 7 feet short. Rebound down to Holscher of Fort Loramie. We played 2.5 minutes, second half, no one scored. 33-7, Fort Loramie leads. Caitlin Gaston between the circles, motioning. Gives it up left side to Dana Rose, back to Gaston who penetrates. Now to Dana on the arc. The overload left corner. Don't get it there. And head coach Carla Siegel requests a timeout. 33-7 Fort Loramie. Just under 3 minutes gone. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Fort Loramie enters the ball after the timeout. Dana Rose into the left corner to Taylor Radiman. 5:10 to go, third period. 33-7 Fort Loramie. That was the score at the half. 3 minutes gone, third period. Nobody's dented the scoring column yet. Here's Rose, head of the key. They look inside for Holscher. Had her, didn't see her. Radiman through the top of the circle. Straight away it goes on the play to Corinne Heitkamp. Corinne, baseline left to Holscher, strides along the boundary, and her toe might have touched the stripe.
There are people open inside. They're not throwing the ball.
No. Been a few opportunities to deliver it to Holscher during the last two sequences down the floor. Speaking of Kenzie, open behind a screen, outside the arc on the left, hoisted up a long three-pointer. It hit the back rim. It was knocked out of bounds by Marley Vaughn of St. Henry. Baseline right, playmaker Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Holscher. Holscher and Shoulders on the floor at the same time now with Dana Rose. Left wing, Jaden Putoff. Sizes up a three. Missed it. Little lengthy. Weak side rebound, Dana. Into the lane to Holscher. Back to Jaden. Jaden swings it straight away to Corinne Heitkamp. Corinne on the bounce. We played over 4 minutes. Still no one scored here in the third quarter. Ball entered to the post, then thrown on the arc to Heitkamp. It's online, but a bit too heavy. Ball hit the back of the rim and caromed out to St. Henry. St. Henry to midcourt. Near steal by Holscher. Great defense being applied on Nora Vaughn, who nearly turns it over and does. And now Fort Loramie gets a run out. Holscher with a chippy up and in. First 2 points, second half. They go to Fort Loramie, 35-7. Midcourt, Addie Vaughn, down the left side. Gives it up to Nora. Back to Addie. Nora, left corner. Throws to the post to Ashley Ontrop. And her shot rolls off. Tough break. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Here's Putoff darting down the floor. Straightaway Heitkamp. Good look inside to Rose. Shot blocked. Could have been a foul. No whistle. Wow. Ball to St. Henry. Here comes Addie Vaughn storming into the lane. Behind her to the three-point shooter, Nora. Telegraph pass. Heitkamp on the pick against Buescher. Walked in the lane, though. Good defense. Last second by Buescher.
But had a hand on her back. Yep. That should have been called.
Yeah, Buescher might have shoved her. 2:45 to go, third quarter. 35-7, Fort Loramie. And it's happened a few times this year. Chuck, Fort Loramie gets out to an enormous lead, and you can't help but be a little less sharp.
Yeah, you tend to start coasting a little bit.
Here is St. Henry at midcourt. Up the left side, Cora Stammen. Ball thrown to the post. Caught down on the interior by Ashley Ontrap. Three-footer banked in. Quickly, Fort Loramie. Oh, what a pass. Gasson, Schultes, layup, good. Caitlin Gasson with a 60-foot heave. 37-9, Fort Loramie with a steal. Taken away by Ratterman. To Meiring. Schultes again. Got it for two more. 39-9, Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Buescher up the floor for St. Henry. Throws to the timeline. Picked off by Addie Vaughn. To the three-point shooter, Stammen, who doesn't shoot it. Behind her to Addie. Inside the arc, starts a drive. Aggressive defensive foul on Fort Loramie.
Boy, I'm a St. Henry kid, and I got a shot. I look at the basket. I'm going to let it fly.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, wide open look from three land there. One passed up by Cora Stammen, another by Ontrop. Here's the ball entered into the lane by St. Henry. The playmaker below the rim was Cora Stammen, who found Addie Vaughn, and she rolled in an eight-footer. Quickly, Fort Loramie. Jaden Putoff down the floor. Missed it short. Rebound, Redskins. No by Meiring, but a foul on St. Henry. Boy, love the way Fort Loramie, Chuck, after made goals, gets it down the floor in a heartbeat.
You better be ready to play defense.
Yeah, Fort Loramie has attacked after made field goals by St. Henry here in this third quarter with very quick looks up the floor and long baseball throws of 40 or 50 feet. Free throw by Meiring curls around and comes out. Second shot looks good. It is. 40-11, Fort Loramie. Late third quarter, minute 37 to go. In backcourt, Nora Vaughn. She's doubled at the timeline, and Gasson ties her up. St. Henry keeps it. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie has really figured out the technique to single team, double team, triple team, and not touch the player with the ball, but get mitts all over the leather.
Yeah, they do a nice job, and that turned out to be a turnover. That's arrow was not changed.
Yeah, mistaken arrow. It favors Fort Loramie.
And you're right. They are all over you without fouling. I mean, they do foul some.
Yeah, they wrap you up, but they don't wrap you up physically. They wrap up the ball. They hem you in, box you into a corner with a body or two, sometimes three. But they get hands all over the basketball. And are so often awarded the tie-up. Here's Fort Loramie, top of the circle. Ratterman left open. She chucks up a bomb. Hits it. A three-pointer by Taylor Ratterman. Oh, she's starting to click again, Chuck.
Yeah, they got a 10-point quarter going, and they really haven't done much offensively.
No, didn't do a thing to the last, 2 minutes? 43-11, Fort Loramie as St. Henry throws it out of bounds.
20 turnovers now for St. Henry.
A minute left in the third. Yeah, Fort Loramie went, I think, better than 5 minutes without scoring in this quarter. They've reeled off 10 points in the last 2 minutes plus. Another three try. Ratterman, she's feeling it. It is no good. It hit the flange, kicked way out to St. Henry. Ball bobbled, stolen by Fort Loramie. Here's a good pass on the inside. Holscher can't get it to go. Tough break. Good feed on the play by Brandoise. Shot missed. Fort Laramie's had three or four hang on the rim and come off in this period. 28 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Here's Addie Vaughn, top of the circle. Gaston guards her. Addie enters the lane. Hand off to Ontrop. Punched out of bounds by Fort Laramie. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. 43-11. Fort Laramie in the lead. Redskins didn't score a point for 5 minutes. Then reeled off 10 quick ones. St. Henry inbounds. It goes to Stammen, enters the lane. Pass to the baseline, out of bounds. Didn't think it touched a Fort Laramie player, but it's awarded right back to St. Henry. St. Henry inbounding. Left corner, Addie Vaughn starts a drive, shovels it, makes it. 8 seconds to go. Gaston midcourt for Fort Laramie. Raderman behind the arc, into the lane. Deep right corner, Gebhardt shoots it at the buzzer. Got it. Oh, my goodness.
Brandewee, Colleen Brandewee.
It was Colleen Brandewee who made the shot. Let me get it right. From a distance, it looked a little bit like Kennedy.
Well, and you were blocked because there was a lot of defenders in between there.
Oh, let me nail it. It was Colleen Brandewee. I was talking to her mom right before the game, and I told her, Mom, I'd get it right. I didn't at first. What an unselfish play, but Taylor Raderman,
yep, she found her.
She could have shot it from behind the arc with 2 seconds to go, made the extra pass. Oh, what a beautiful field goal by Colleen Brandewee at the buzzer. Brandewee sinks the three, and the Redskins lead it 46-13 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, we start the fourth quarter here at St. Henry. Fort Laramie leads 46-13. St. Henry inbounds the basketball. It goes to Marley Vaughn, 25 feet away. Marley deals to teammate Nora Vaughn. Now to Addie Vaughn, the third member of the triplets. Ball looped across the top of the circle to Busher. In the right corner, Cora Stammen. Fort Laramie's defense has had St. Henry under duress the whole night. Nearly a five-second call. Good D by Holscher. St. Henry top of the circle, Stammen. Deep right corner, Stammen. Gaston defends. It's out of bounds to St. Henry. We played 33 seconds here in the fourth. 46-13 Fort Laramie. A three ball by Colleen Brandewee. She drained it as the buzzer sounded, ending the third quarter of play. Behind the screen, right wing, it's Cora Stammen. Stammen lobs down inside. Neat catch by Marley Vaughn. Hands to a teammate, Addie Vaughn. Now to Busher. Fadeaway 12-footer. Good. Busher hits. Fort Laramie attacks right now. Driving layup. Yes. Dana Rose at the other end. Love the way Fort Laramie has attacked after made St. Henry field goals. Steal, top of the circle. Here's a run out. Dana Rose to the cup for two more. 50-15 Fort Laramie. 6:51 to go here in the fourth. Midcourt, Addie Vaughn. Left wing, Cora Stammen. Throws it cross court for Busher. Gaston nearly picks it off. Deep right corner, Addie Vaughn goes to the post. Deflected, stolen. Here's Gaston, one-on-one. Oh, a neat bounce pass to Raderman. Driving layup short. Stick back by Gaston. Caitlin Gaston on the stick back. How about that? Caitlin followed the play neatly and scored two more. 52-15 Fort Laramie. Here's a drive by Addie Vaughn. Flips it on the arc to Marley Vaughn. She misfires. Long rebound, Nora. Nora Vaughn's got it for St. Henry. 6 minutes to go in the game. To Busher. Twisting maneuver in the lane. Lost it. Touched by Fort Laramie. Out of bounds, St. Henry. .603 to go here in the game. 52-15 Fort Laramie. Ratterman, Gebhardt, Gaston, Holscher on the floor for Fort Laramie. Excuse me. Here's a misfire. An 8-foot jumper bat. Yvonne on the inbounds pass. No good. Fort Laramie down the floor in a hurry. Holscher in the lane shoots short. And St. Henry's got it. 5:48 left. Clara Gebhardt in now, a junior for Fort Laramie. Clara on the floor. Reach-in foul by Gaston of Fort Laramie, guarding against Buescher with 5:42 left in the game. Kenzie Holscher comes out for Fort Laramie. Ava Scholes on the floor. Kennedy Gebhardt out there. Here's a sloppy pass by St. Henry, picked off by Gebhardt, and she hustles the other way, up and in for two.
Boy, she read that the entire way. She knew what they were getting ready to do.
Yep. Good anticipation by Kennedy Gebhardt. 5:29 to go here in the game. 54-15 Fort Laramie. High right, Addie Vaughn hoists up a three. Bingo! Addie Vaughn on target for St. Henry. Here's Gaston down the floor for Fort Laramie. Coughed it up in the lane. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Fort Laramie. 5:11 to go in the fourth. 54-18 Fort Laramie.
Addie Vaughn has 13 of the 18.
Oh, she's a fine player. Yeah, she and Buescher, two outstanding seniors for this club. Here's Fort Laramie inbounding below the rim to the foul line to Scholes. Jump shot short. Rebound, St. Henry. Behind the back on the dribble, it's Addie Vaughn to Buescher. To Addie in the lane. Ball flipped left corner. And right back into Addie. Double teamed. Ratterman stole it, but they called a foul. Common. St. Henry ball below the rim. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 7:30 tip. 7:10 webcast time. Jackson Center at Fort Laramie Boys. Jackson Center, one loss in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Laramie Boys, two. It's a big game. Inbounds pass picked off by Scholes. Look at her spurt ahead all the way to the rack. Up and in for two.
She pulled away, dribbling the basketball.
Yeah, Ava Scholes steamrolled ahead of the defender as she was dribbling. Woo. Well done. 4:32 to go in the fourth. Little give and go, St. Henry. Down inside for Ontrop, too far.
26 turnovers now by St. Henry.
26 turnovers now by the St. Henry girls. 56-18, Fort Laramie leads. Gaston to midcourt. Jaden Putoff on the floor now, outside the arc on the left. Has St. Henry ever come out of the zone all night, Chuck?
No. If they came out of the zone, Laramie would score 100.
Oh, here's a good pass down inside to Putoff. Look at her go to work. A hard drive to the rim up off the backboard for two. Well done by Jaden Putoff. St. Henry has zoned the whole game. And Chuck just noted, had St. Henry played some man, Fort Laramie might have scored 80 or 90. Here's a baseline pass by St. Henry, and it's deflected out of bounds by Fort Laramie's Scholes. 58-18, Fort Laramie leads. Caitlin Gaston out. Corinne Heitkamp in. Ball inbounded into the lane to Addie Vaughn. Punched away by Scholes. She's out in front again. Layup is good. Ava Scholes has got a motor. 3:38 to go here in the fourth. 60-18, Fort Laramie. Here's a cross-court pass by St. Henry. Into the right corner, Buescher. A three-pointer. Swish! Good-looking shot by Alyssa Buescher.
That's her first three of the night.
A better than 40% three-point shooter on the year. Straight away between the rings at Scholes. Into the lane to Myring. On the arc to Putoff. She chucks up a three. It hit the flange. Rebound knocked out by St. Henry. 3:12 to go in the fourth. 60-21 Fort Laramie. We'll have a quick wrap-up after this game tonight. I'll save my voice for tomorrow night when Jackson Center plays at Fort Laramie in a boys' game. So we'll wrap it up pretty quickly, not much of a delay. Once we close out the webcast tonight, we're down to 3 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter.
And it's a long drive home from here.
It is. Yeah, mine's about
yours is much farther than mine.
Mine's an hour, 22 minutes, and 19 seconds.
And if I don't get lost, I'm here in about 40 minutes.
Substitution, Shoulders coming out. Sparkling game for her. Chuck, how many?
She had 12.
Here is Corinne Heitkamp with the ball outside the arc, right wing to Colleen Brandewey. Brandewey, 17-footer short. Long rebound, Heitkamp, 16-footer, hit the back rim. Another rebound, Brandewey in the corner, timeout Fort Loramie. 2:42 to go in the fourth. It is 60-21, Fort Loramie.
I don't think they called timeout. He said she stepped out of bounds.
Oh. I think the whole world thought it was a timeout, including the players. Dude started to mill around at the benches. I was duped. 2:35 to go. Action resumes. Lauren Frank, a 5'7 junior, in now for St. Henry. Also on the floor, Maya Niekamp, a 6-foot frosh, in for St. Henry. Head of the circle, Nora Vaughn. Oh, she's cornered down low on the left. Double team, got rid of it. Threw it near side of the floor to Marley Vaughn. Ball high overhead. Starts a drive on Imwally. She's choked off. Head of the key to Niekamp. 2 minutes left in the game. Here's a high arching 17-footer behind the foul line. Good by Lauren Frank. Good looking floater. Minute 54 to go. Quickly, Fort Loramie. Forecourt right, Brandewey. Out high to Myring. On a weave to Imwally. Here's Brandewey. To Heitkamp. Down low to put off. Tapped away by St. Henry. Picked back up on the play by Myring. Left-handed shot short. Rebound St. Henry. Minute 37 left. 60-23, Fort Loramie. Halftime score again, Chuck, was what,
33-7?
33-7, Fort Loramie led at the halftime break. So it's been much closer here the last two quarters. What, 27-16?
Yeah, 16.
27-16, Fort Loramie since halftime. Redskins continue to sub heavily. Clara Gebhardt back in. A minute 18 to go in the fourth. 60-23 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball entered right corner to Frank. On top to Marley Vaughn. Bullet pass down inside. Punched out by Fort Loramie. Minute 13 left. 60-23 in favor of Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the rim. Marley Vaughn throws. Top of the circle. Lauren Frank. Telegraph pass. Nearly picked off by Gebhardt. Out of bounds. Right back to St. Henry. 67 ticks remaining. Elena Ehlers in now for St. Henry. 5'6 junior. Ball thrown in right corner to Frank. Out on top to Niekamp for St. Henry. Under a minute left. Throws it left side of the floor to Busher. Here's a telegraph pass. Intercepted by Putoff down the floor with the left hand in the lane. Banks it up and in. Jaden Putoff made the intercept and went the last 60 feet. 44 seconds to go, 62-23, Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Niekamp. Right wing, Lauren Frank. On top, Miranda Seifring is in, half minute to go. Ball dealt to the cutter, Frank, and then intercepted by Fort Loramie again. Imwally down the floor to Gebhardt. Stops and pops from 10, no good. Stick back is good. Nice rebound basket by Fort Loramie. Well done on the inside. Paige Eilerman gets a deuce. So Eilerman off the bench has scored. Putoff off the bench has scored. Brandewey off the bench has scored. Free throw, danced off the rim. Step back, Fort Loramie short. Trapped for the rebound. Putoff's got it. In the lane, ducks under. Rim the shot, but a foul on St. Henry. With 14.4 to go. And Fort Loramie up. 64-23. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie not only goes pretty deep with a second five, they go beyond the 10 with some pretty good talent.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been Eilerman, Gephardt, and Emwala. You can just tell. I mean, they're coached, and they don't lose anything. I mean, they don't hurt them when they're out there.
How about that? Jaden put off, dipped the knees twice at the free throw line. Perfect on both.
Yep, she's six points here in the fourth quarter.
Swished them both. Put off with six in the fourth. 8 seconds to go. Redskins up over St. Henry, 66-23. Loose ball, far left corner, stolen by Fort Loramie. Put off, chucks up a long 40-footer at the buzzer. It almost went in. And Fort Loramie wins it, 66-23. Chuck, let's take a quick break, give you time to figure up the numbers. We're back in 1 minute. Fort Loramie 66, St. Henry 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at St. Henry, where a good crowd of red and white and red and black. Red and white from St. Henry, red and black from Fort Loramie. Witness this game tonight, a girls' contest. Shelby County League, Fort Loramie 66. Midwest Athletic Conference, St. Henry 23. Fort Loramie ran up 33 points in the first half of play. Scored 33 more in the second, but didn't score for the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. St. Henry got its offense untracked in the second half of this game, during which it scored 16 of its 23. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and award our Clancy's recognition.
Well, looking at a couple of stats that are key, 30-8 in turnovers. St. Henry had 30. Loramie turned the ball over 8 times. I ask you at the break, how in the heck did they beat Versailles? Well, the difference is Versailles couldn't possibly defend them like Fort Loramie did, and that is the difference.
Exactly. There's no way Versailles could apply the pressure constantly for 4 periods. St. Henry didn't have to worry a whole lot about getting the ball down the floor into the bigs.
Addie Vaughn had 13, and Alyssa Busher had 6 for St. Henry. On the other side, a lot of young ladies scored. 16 for Dana Rose, 12 for Ava Schultes, 9 for Taylor Ratterman, 6 for Gasson, 6 for Jaden Putoff, 5 for Kennedy Gephardt, got 3 from Colleen Brandwee, 2 from Holscher, 2 from Eilerman. Only 1, 2, 3, 4 young ladies didn't score for them tonight. 66-23 was the final. The Clancy's players of the game for Fort Loramie, I'm going to go with Dana Rose, and we'll go with Taylor Ratterman. She made 3 out of 4 threes, played a good floor game. I thought she had a great game tonight.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
is. And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the Topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, couldn't have gotten started in 2006 and 7 without the help from Clancy's, or I should say LaCalle Equipment. I've got Clancy's on the brain, I'm hungry. But LaCalle Equipment in 2006 and 7 helped us get legs. Scoresbroadcast.com couldn't have been up and running without the support from LaCalle Equipment. We thank you so much, LaCalle, a Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering as we say hello to Doc Sheldon Weichel.
And goodbye.
And goodbye to Doc Sheldon Weichel. So for Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from St. Henry, where Fort Loramie has defeated the St. Henry Redskins in a girls' basketball game here tonight, 66-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.